You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. But before we do that, I would just like to point out that Mahoney is still Tommy Bahama free.
Yep.
Because he still has not gone to the dry cleaners to pick up his shirts.
I had a busy couple of days.
No, you didn't.
Friend's birthday. I installed a screen door yesterday.
You installed a screen door?
And by I installed a screen door, I mean my father-in-law did, and I slept the entire time. Shout out. Thank you.
That doesn't make you feel like a little bit less of a man when somebody else comes over to your house and does all the manly things and then leaves?
If they insist on doing it, that's on you, because guess what I would do? I'm hiring somebody.
Yeah.
And if you want to do it, I feel like I wash my hands of that situation.
Okay.
You know, like
if you're at peace with it, then
we've got a tree stump that's in our yard that they want to rip out.
There's a big storm and the tree blew over, right?
Yeah, and so we cut it down, but the stump's still there.
Yeah.
And it's a Palo Verde tree.
When you say we cut it down.
I actually did help with that.
You helped with that.
Okay. I got roped into that because I was going to hire somebody to cut that down. Took quite some time.
But once again, the father-in-law came over and did the bulk of the work.
He did the chainsawing, and I did most of the, I cut like the smaller parts up. But I offered to
like you're his 8-year-old son
assistant,
like help him with the twigs.
There's only one chainsaw. So my thing is, if I offer to pay for it and I get shot down on that again, I don't feel like I should have any sort of real responsibility that goes into the labor of this thing.
I mean, it's not a corporation where you're like, it's not my job. It's like you live there. It's your house.
Yeah. Like I said, if I get overruled by my wife,
it wasn't in the job description. Sorry, not for me.
That's just how it is. That's how I rationalize it.
But again, you rationalize not going and picking up your dry cleaning because you're so busy napping while somebody else was doing work around your house.
Had to watch football. Had some money on that. That did not go my way.
Whoops.
That's okay. That's okay. These things are good. Life's good.
Would you think less of your husband if...
No, Andrew's probably taking notes.
Yeah. I'll show him. I will show him the way. I will straight up be his Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay. He would love that. No, we would hire people.
We could just
too.
Walk around in robes all day, play with our lightsabers. It'll be great.
All right. So some good news and some bad news to get things going today.
That's what they do. They practice with those.
What would you like first?
Let's start with some bad news today, Dave.
Woman named Jenna Evans in San Diego. Tuesday night, she had a dream. So she was asleep. She had a dream that her and her fiance, Bobby, were on a train. They were fighting some, quote, bad guys.
Uh-huh.
And Bobby told her to swallow her engagement ring to keep it safe. Sounds like a pretty cool dream. They're like you're on a train and you're fighting bad guys.
What is this, the 1860s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Problem is, Jenna woke up and she realized she had actually swallowed her ring.
Uh-huh.
Said she could feel it in her stomach and it was painful. So rather than letting it, you know, work its way out and pass it, the doctors gave her a bit of a procedure and they removed the ring. And fortunately, it went well. The doctors got the ring out and she said she's happy to have it back. And her and Bobby are getting married in May.
Hmm.
Could you imagine trying to pass that, though? I feel like that would be kind of uncomfortable and maybe rip a few things.
Yeah, you're like,
on its way out.
Oh, it got snagged.
Like, no, can it really like mess up your intestines?
Probably, right?
Mess up something.
It's got a bunch of little prongs in there, you know, to hold the diamond in.
Yeah, it's
what happens if you pass it and then the diamond's missing?
that voiceover from Aladdin comes, it's a diamond in the rough. It's a diamond in the butt.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Why didn't a cougar just swallow me whole? I don't know.
That's another Aladdin joke for you.
It's back on iTunes now, the cartoon is, if you're wondering. Yeah.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What takes up the most time when you go shopping? Like, what item does it take you the longest to decide on?
Message deleted.
Booze. Wine.
Cheese.
Just because cheese. Because they like it's not the normal. Like, unless I just go get the exact same thing that I always get. Like, if I decide I'm going to try a different bottle of wine, I finally found an app. Do you drink a lot of wine?
Not a lot.
Did I tell you about that app?
No. Is it like a Wine Spectator or something?
It's called Vivino.
Oh, yes. And it
and so you take a picture of the label, and then it tells you everything about that bottle of wine, like what the average price is, what it's selling for, the rating out of five stars, and then like the flavor profile as well. You have to do is take a picture of the label, which is great, because if I'm just sitting there walking down a wine aisle, I'm like,
I don't know.
It'll also recommend wines for you, right?
Yeah. Based on the other ones that you like. It's pretty cool.
For me, it's my my underwear.
Your underwear?
Yeah, I got to make sure everything is just right.
Oh, well, if we're even just going right. outside of the grocery store, I've got a lot of things.
Did he say grocery store?
He just said shopping. Oh, I just immediately thought grocery store.
Yeah, true, same.
I did not.
Always on the mind.
Do you try on your underwear before you buy it?
No, man, you're a creep. Nasty ass if you do that.
Creep.
Dudes and chicks, don't try on underwear.
Yeah. So gross.
Or if you do, you got to buy it. That should be the rule.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you break it, you buy it. If your ass touches it, you buy it.
Well, how do you feel about swimsuits?
I was just about to say, for girls, it's a little different because the bottoms, like, they actually, you can't just buy the bottoms and them not fit. And we have to buy them separately. We have to buy the bottoms and the tops totally separate. Like,
they sell
them separate, tops and bottoms.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Even for like a matching swimsuit?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because it's sizing,
because things are different.
And it's not cheap, and then they're usually like not cheap.
Not everything, like, you know, different parts can be different sizes, man. Bottom is much bigger than my top, if you know what I'm
but
saying.
But I'm wondering if we can take it a step further, where it's like, hey, can I get the swimsuits for the fat guy with the small crotch area? they're a white elephant gift.
Sir, this is an Arby's.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, just pull out your phone, go through your phone, and then go to your notes app or like whatever you use, and just look at like the weird stuff that you write.
Message deleted.
Last thing I wrote in my phone was I had an idea for the show called Fat Guy Fridays.
Fat Guy Fridays, what is that?
I go out on Fridays and I eat whatever I want, and I document it for the show.
It's a green bean casserole recipe.
Have a spicy chicken combo and a junior bacon cheeseburger.
I've got a random 1-800 number that I don't know what it's for. And then another one that says 500 mega amp charging. What does that even mean?
What else? Adhesive wire clips. Something about $50,000.
Another one says, I must break you, Flava Flav, painful, parentheses. Jesus.
Got my.
And also how to de-bloat. Foods that will de-bloat you. If you're curious, it's ginger, yogurt, bananas, lemon, and fennel tea. There you go.
Enjoy your de-bloating, folks.
Got a band, I think this is.
I think I needed it after the green bean casserole recipe I have in my.
Green bean casserole's bloating you?
No, I'm just teasing. It was just
I gotta
like,
take a fart.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Isn't it funny we put things on our phone to remember and then we can't remember why we were trying to remember them?
Yeah. Not a clue.
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, definitely the creepiest tech mogul of them all, right?
Yeah. Without a doubt. He is by far the palest, clammiest, most lizard-like of all the tech heads.
Why don't you blink? Why don't you ever blink?
Maybe he doesn't have eyelids.
Ah.
It's like a fish. Fish don't blink, right?
Coming in at close.
Some fish don't.
Dude, I don't know if I've ever... I got winked at by a fish one time. So, hey, man. What's up?
So I just Googled what fish don't blink, and the top Google result, Mark Zuckerberg.
No way.
A Zucklefish.
Jeff Bezos, though, is closing in on Zuckerberg. It's going to be a while until he catches him. But, of course, all the stuff with your Amazon Alexa listening to you and them taking those clips and outsourcing it to third parties and them listening to people have sex and... have arguments and everything else. Disgusting. And then, of course, you know, the whole Jeff Bezos divorce thing, which, you know, that happens in relationships.
I don't care about that like, one iota.
But, like, him sending pictures of his junk.
Who cares? He's in a new relationship. He's just he's the richest dude in the world. He just left his wife. He's got jacked as hell. You look at Jeff Bezos from 1999, and then you look at him in 2019. The problem and he's the Terminator now.
The problem is that he hadn't left his wife yet. Like him and his wife are still together.
$40 billion
They might have some stuff that we don't really know about.
I'm sure that there's something.
But well, again, who cares? That doesn't make him creepy. That makes him a rich dude.
The latest one for Jeff Bezos is that he has abruptly cut healthcare benefits for 2,000 part-time Whole Foods workers.
Yeah, but
part-time employees usually don't get benefits like that, right? You can't creep past 30 hours, I don't think.
So these are part-time workers that work around 20 hours a week. The problem is that they were providing the benefits and then they just slashed them.
They have been for like many, many, many years. And
right.
Like a lot of people had like second jobs who did work part time at Whole Foods because there were medical benefits included in that. So for them to like cut these, you go, okay, you know, this is just another.
Here's the quote, and I think it's pretty tone deaf. So we're providing team members with resources to find alternative healthcare coverage options or explore full time healthcare eligible positions starting at 30 hours a week. All Whole Foods market team members continue to receive employee benefits, including a 20% in-store discount.
So I follow this story along on Reddit, so I like to dive into the comment section, which is always dangerous to do because it's, you know, but by and large, people said before the Amazon takeover, even like the last 2 years before they like kind of knew that they were selling Whole Foods that Whole Foods was an amazing place to work. But since Amazon took over, people who have been there for decades are just like, we're out. It's not the same. And, you know, it's kind of sad to see a corporate entity just come in and completely change the culture of a company.
Well, and Amazon are one of the companies that just signed that letter outlining the purpose of a corporation being more than just to return shareholder value, but
really,
to also serve the
community.
Really,
let your warehouse workers go to the bathroom, Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did you see the John Oliver special
man,
on Amazon?
And like, that's why we don't need one day shipping. We don't.
How awful they treat their employees in a lot of their warehouses. Like, there's such a pressure to get these jobs done, they won't let them go to the bathroom.
I'm feeling so much guilt right now for my Amazon purchases.
Yeah, of course.
I saw the special. I still use Amazon all the time to buy stuff.
See, is that the thing? Is that same with Facebook. Like, we know they're like hacking into our privacy and selling all of our info, and we're still like, I wonder what Tim from 2002 is doing. Like we still just need to know.
Yeah.
Or still have to have.
Yeah.
Tim from 2002 is dead.
No, Mike.
Oh, not Timothy. Have you guys seen the commercials that they'll air during like football games and stuff about like Facebook communities bringing people together?
Ugh, yes.
You're like, no. What you do is you intentionally let people get riled up and start arguing in the comments, and that's what brings people back.
Yep.
And people's attention is currency, and so you don't care how you get it, even if it is the dredge of society. San Francisco and the least expensive property has just got a price cut, so maybe, you know, it's getting more reasonable in the Bay Area.
What was the least expensive property on the market in San Francisco?
$599,000 is the price cut. So it was listed at $675,000.
Okay.
And was taken off the market in August after a couple of months without an interested buyer, but now it's down to $599,000, which is very reasonable. But
what is it, though?
It's a 570-square-foot cottage with one bedroom and one bathroom.
It's bigger than what I thought it was going to be.
570.
I thought you were going to say it was a porta potty.
It's slightly larger than a porta potty, but not much. It's called a micro hood, and it's attracted a number of wealthy prospective buyers in recent years due to its proximity to Silicon Valley as well as its seclusion. The small home is surrounded by mini mansions.
Okay.
That means it's not a mansion. It's just a small house, you idiots. God. They say that the prices in the area are commanding that sort of dollars
of course
for 614 square foot houses. One just sold. The median home prices in the area are $815,000 for around that size.
It's like a flat.
Can you see when that home was built? Does it say on there?
It doesn't say, no.
Because does it look like a newer home? No, it's not a newer home.
No.
Ian saying no.
No, it's like they looks have like some it's of those, been remodeled.
Have you seen those shows, that tiny house show?
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate those shows. I want the exact opposite. I want like the biggest house I could possibly get.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because there is a comparison for the story. They also listed the most expensive home in the Bay Area.
Okay.
A $40.5 million.
But how big?
That's
575
square feet.
Yeah, right.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Kristen is joining us this morning to challenge Mahoney.
Hi.
Hey, Kristen, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you've probably heard this game before. Mahoney is very braggadocious, talks about how he never loses and how he's the smartest person to ever walk the face of the earth. And yet somehow, week after week, he either manages to eke out a tie or he dreadfully loses to whoever is on the phone with us. Your chance to best Mahoney today, and we wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
For some reference, what is the highest level of education that you achieved, Kristen?
I am almost finished with a bachelor's in economics.
What do you plan on doing with your degree in economics, Kristen?
I have no idea. Hopefully something that pays well.
Okay.
Cheers.
Good luck with that.
Good luck.
Good luck with that.
Mahoney, if you would please go to your soundproof room, we will see you later. You guys will be asked the same questions today. There is a total of 6 questions, so you do have 1 pass. Should you choose to use it, and I would encourage you to use your pass sooner rather than later. If you get one right today, it's the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. Here we go with question number 1. Which planet is the hottest in the solar system? Which planet is the hottest in the solar system?
Mars
is incorrect. Venus. Venus is the correct answer.
Really?
Yep.
Dang, Kristen, I didn't know that either.
Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo? So think of the logo for Porsche or Porsche, if you fancy.
Porsche.
It's a stallion.
Yeah, horse. Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah, very good. Which desert is the largest in the world?
Sahara.
The Sahara is also correct.
Yeah, Kristen.
Dover is the capital of what American state? You do have a pass if you want to use it.
A pass.
Okay. Delaware is the correct answer there. Delaware is the correct answer.
Yeah, of course.
All right, here we go. We got 2 more to go. What is the anatomical name for the large flat bone at the front of the chest?
Sternum.
There you go. Yep. Final question for you. What scientist formulated the theory of relativity?
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein is correct. Nice. That's strong. Yeah. That's 4 out of 5. Yeah. So you took the 1 pass in there, but only one you got wrong was Venus. So well done.
Thank you.
So Mahoney has been in a soundproof studio. He is unable to hear what's going on here in the main studio. He has been invited back in.
Welcome back.
You'll be asked the same questions. There is a total of 6 today, so you do have a pass should you choose to use it.
Okay.
Question number 1. Mahoney, what is the hottest planet in the solar system?
Mercury.
Nope.
Venus?
Venus is correct, yes.
Really?
Mercury has an atmosphere, yes.
Huh.
Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
What is on a Porsche? I don't know. Pass.
All right.
Is it a deer?
That was a hint there. It's
is
a horse.
It deer?
It's a horse. It's a horse. When you think of a horse, though, you think of the Ferrari logo, right?
Yeah. The little the
a deer.
A deer. what a crappy logo.
Jägermeister Porsche.
Really? John Deere has a deer.
They're quite different in luxury.
When I'm drinking my Jägermeister while driving my John Deere
with a can of Red Bull. Let's go.
All right, here we go. On to number 3. What is the largest desert in the world?
The largest desert in the world. I would go with the Sahara.
Sahara is correct, yes. Dover is the capital of what American state?
Delaware.
Delaware is correct. We also would have accepted Ben.
I know you would have.
Well, after enough Jägermeister and John Deere's, what is the anatomical name for the large flat bone at the front of the chest?
Clavicle.
No. That is the sternum, my friend. The sternum.
Sternum. I thought clavicle, too.
No, clavicle's up top.
Yeah, it's like your collarbone, right?
I should have thought of that. I should have took more seconds.
You're
an idiot. One more second on that one.
What scientist formulated the theory of relativity?
Einstein.
Einstein is correct. You got 3 right. She got 4 right in your face.
Had a great Christmas.
Good luck finding a job with that economics degree.
Oh, come on.
Start crying. You're a local radio host, you loser.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So this story is pretty creepy. Maybe I'm being too judgmental. You tell me what you think, Audrey. But Diddy is dating Lori Harvey, who is the daughter of Steve Harvey.
Yeah, it's incredibly creepy.
And he knows her because his son also dated her.
Yeah.
She's 22.
She's really young.
Yeah.
So was Cassie whenever he met Cassie.
Who's Cassie?
Cassie was just like a one-hit wonder girl, but they were together for like 10 years. Just recently broke up, and it was kind of one of those things where everyone's like, yeah, don't be with somebody who clearly just doesn't want to be with you after 10 years, and now she's getting engaged and having someone else's child now.
If his son's incredibly cool happy. It, who cares? Right?
No.
She's 22. No. How old is Diddy now? He's got to be 50-something.
Like, almost
49.
60.
No.
He's 49?
He's 49.
Wow, he looks like 60.
But 49 and 22. Like, you think of a 49-year-old, what do they have in common with a 22-year-old? Very little. But
adult relations.
They took their relationship to the next level, or at least a lot of people thought they did, because they were hanging out in public and he was rubbing her stomach like she was pregnant. And then they came out and said, no, she's not pregnant. We were just kidding.
There's a little acid reflux.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said he was complimenting her tight abs.
I mean, there's always been talk about
tight 22-year-old abs.
Diddy, this could be a sort of smoke screen for Diddy.
What do you mean? Oh, because he's gay?
Yeah.
You think he's gay?
I don't. But
he's never struck me that way.
But there's a lot.
And if he is, like,
there's a lot of like rumors that float
it's 2019.
He's got like 10 kids.
I agree, man. But
it's 2019. Like, if you're gay, like that, but that ups your stock nowadays.
Not in all communities. Hip hop, not so much.
He's on the DL.
He's a mogul. Like, it doesn't matter. He like owns Ciroc.
I agree, man. But you know, people are weird.
I guess.
People are weird.
But yeah, this relationship, just everything about it, especially that, like, the whole Eskimo bros with your kid. Just, no, man.
No, I'm not.
Maybe,
no.
Who knows if they even were his son and that lady or whatever her name is.
Lori Harvey.
Were even intimate together. You don't
no.
Have
well, that seems,
okay,
that
so
seems
what
logical.
Happened? So she comes over to the house.
Relationship?
No, so what? She comes over to the house and Daddy's like, yo, I'm going to need you to break up with her so that I can date her.
My guess is that's not how it went down, but whatever, man.
Or like, still thinking that your dad might be hitting on all
of
your girlfriends from this point on.
You're like going around like tucking everyone in at night, and he's like, well, she's a pretty one. I think I'll take her for myself.
If any of my ex-girlfriends want to date my dad, you have the...
You better watch it. I think your dad probably would go for that.
Yeah, you have my explicit position. I don't care. We're not
together. Are you serious?
I don't care.
Like, it's not creepy for you.
I'm not calling you mom.
It's creepy for it's creepy for him. Right? Like, if Diddy marries this girl, does her ex-boyfriend have to call her mom? Oh, man.
We got one life to live, man. One life to live.
Yeah, don't blow it.
I feel like you're being rather cool about this.
What? If his son's cool with it, who cares? Whatever. It's not something I would do, but whatever.
It's not
you
creepy.
You would date one of your
my non-existent
or
sons?
One of your dad's old... Wait, no. How would that work? Flip it.
No, that would be... My dad's ex is my mom.
So Artie Lang is off of drugs. Have you seen the pictures of Artie Lang?
I have. He looks horrible.
Terrifying.
He's got this awful nose. He looks considerably better. He still looks awful, but it is a huge upgrade from where he was. And he says that he plans to not get his nose fixed because it's a good reminder for him to stay off the drugs. His nose is basically like caved in from all the cocaine. And then he also, I guess, got punched by... The story was he owed money to a bookie or something like that for gambling losses, and the guy like socked him in the face or somebody did and like just shattered his nose. So you can't get over that, can you?
So I don't know if Artie is off all the drugs. I hope he is. I think he is.
He just got out of a 7-month stint in rehab,
and he actually lost a lot of weight.
Yeah,
like, holy, he looks like a whole different person.
He's one of the funniest guys out there. it's just such a tragic story. You know, his, you know, substance abuse problems that he's had over the years, because he's a really amazing comic and a really good actor. If you never watched the series Crashing, it's got like three or four seasons. They just canceled it. It's with Pete Holmes.
It's on HBO.
But one of the main there's like, I think the second season and beginning of the third revolves around Artie. And, you know, Artie's very candid about like his drug use. And this isn't like a, you know, it's not a, like a reality show. It's a scripted show. So Artie, I mean,
but it's typecasting. Like he's playing
Artie Lang
himself,
but still talking about, like, you know, playing himself in a dark manner where, you know, showing the downsides of what drug addicts
addiction,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he, you know, should have got like an Emmy nom for that role personally.
Yeah.
But
I just don't see how a nose can do that.
Nah, but the human body, man.
How does drugs do that to a nose?
When you do as much cocaine as, that could probably kill an elephant. Yeah, I mean, it's going to eat away at the inner workings of your nose.
Ah, man. Seems so uncomfortable to have all that blown out in there, like just a flop of skin hanging off the front of your face.
I feel like I would start to go, ow, this kind of starting to hurt.
Yeah, like at some point you're like, do I need to keep snorting this? Like, it's just, it's painful every time that I do, yeah.
Probably making it numb, though, don't you think? I guess. Really feeling too much.
And finally, the box office this weekend, Hustlers actually brought in a pretty significant amount of money, $33.2 million. That's the Jennifer Lopez movie, right?
And it's getting pretty good reviews, too. 87% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics. The audience, not quite loving it as much. They're close at, well, not close, but, you know, in the ballpark at 68%. But 87%
from the... Because it's a ton of dudes going to go see it, thinking it's going to be one kind of movie, and it's not what you think the movie's going to be. Like, there's
you
no
You think it's
going to
be like a stripper
it's
movie,
not
and
a stripper
it's just...
movie.
And instead it's like a gal pal movie, and you're like, dang it. That's where the 68% came in.
Yeah, it's like just massive disappointment you don't get to see J-Lo butt naked.
Yeah, it's like 32% like, I expected to see J-Lo's booty. Didn't happen, buddy. Sorry.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
They only had 1% more.
Yeah, nice.
Yes.
Then they would be at 88%.
There you go.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So have you ever seen road rage? Because when other people are experiencing road rage, it's hilarious. Not so hilarious when it's you experiencing it. But I was just cruising down the road one time, and I see this motorcycle that's clearly very angry with a car. And I don't know what happened. I assume that the guy driving the car probably didn't see the guy, cut him off, something like that, almost caused him to crash. But it was this thing where this motorcyclist was riding up next to this car. It was like a small little Nissan Sentra. And this kind of nerdy looking guy was driving the car. Mm-hmm. And you could tell he also had no idea what he had done. But this guy riding the crotch rocket was furious. And it was actually really impressive. He rode up next to him and he flips him off like four times. And you could tell like...
Four? Was it five? Boop, 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 boop.
I mean, he's like... like kept like jamming the middle finger forward. Which I think each one of those counts as a new flip.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Yeah.
And you could tell he was jawing. Even though he had a helmet on, you could tell that he was just like his head's bobbing.
Yeah.
And then with his left hand, because he's on the passenger side of the vehicle, with his left hand, he just throws a hook and knocks the guy's mirror off of his car.
That's how you die.
That is exactly how
how you die.
Because if you miss,
dumb enough,
if you overcorrect or you fall a little short or anything, I mean, you're only steering your motorcycle with one hand. But also, if it startles the guy in the car and he swerves,
you're dead.
You're toast. But God. Knocked his mirror clean off the car.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty badass.
That is impressive. But that also, that's how you get run over by a Nissan Sentra. That's how you literally get killed by a Daewoo Lanos.
Spencer on Facebook said, one time a dude in front of me at a stoplight looked in his side driver's side mirror and started talking mouthing F-U, and started punching in the air as if to make me flinch. And I had no idea what I had done.
Oh, I love it.
Doing that big brother, like, what? What? But you're like, in a separate vehicle.
To the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
When's the last time that you saw some road rage that you weren't involved with that was hilarious because you weren't involved in it? Andy said, not sure what happened, but many years ago, right off of the corner of Sahara and Torrey Pines, I saw Metro investigating an incident that happened between one person in one car and a car full of monks.
Oh, you don't mess with monks, man.
What?
Like one person got into a fight with a car full of monks? Like that is a good party story, man. Let me tell you about the time. I got my ass kicked by 13 monks. Going to Facebook here, at Dave Mahoney. Melissa said, I was driving north. The other car is driving south. No lights on. I try to be nice and do the quick flash of the lights to let them know your lights are off and, right. and it's nighttime. The SOB threw a sandwich-sized bag of rice onto my windshield. What? Needless to say, I'm not flashing my lights at anyone anymore.
A sandwich-sized bag of rice.
That's so specific.
That is. Like, yeah. Very odd. Also, I wouldn't think rice being thrown, even in a bag form, from a car would be very accurate. I feel like that's one of those things. It's so light that it would kind of flail in the wind.
Craig said, a summer Saturday afternoon, two trucks and a car stop in front of my house. A lot of shouting and driving, and soon punches are being thrown. I stepped outside and rang 911, made sure they could hear me, tell the operator the location of the emergency is. They all jumped back in their vehicles and went in different directions. The guy in the car rolled down his window and apologized as he took off.
Well, that's nice. I mean, you know, yeah. The rage wears off. Then you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
I was behind a car once, and the lady, I can't really remember exactly what happened, but basically two ladies just mouthing off to each other, and it was like essentially a Facebook Live war after that, like phones out, like, watch everybody, I'm on FaceTime Live.
Anybody who pulls out their phone to start streaming or recording, you just always look like a douche, even if you're in the right. You are. Yeah. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter. You just, I go, God, you're a dude.
That happened in my neighborhood one time. Like, my neighborhood is a pretty quiet little neighborhood.
Yeah.
But there was some kid who was probably, I don't know, 15, 16 years old. And he got into a screaming match with a guy because he was driving too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, it's a neighborhood. There's kids around.
Slow down.
Go slow.
Yeah.
It's a neighborhood. But sure enough, like, the kid gets out of his car and the guy, who's an older dude, you know, probably mid-50s, but like a pretty big guy.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I'm going to break your face off, kid. And the kid's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's like doing that thing where he's flinching at him, but he pulls out his phone. He's like, I'm Facebook Live in this right now. The old guy's like, I don't give a damn. I don't have Facebook.
Don't mess with my angry old man's strength, nope. Man. That's how you get body slammed, especially if you're like 16.
So what's annoying about that, though, is it's almost like instigating, right? Like continuing to poke the bear until something dramatic happens for clout.
It's so dumb. I'm glad they exist to see how stupid people are out there, but also I think the advent of, you know, the having a video recorder in your pocket has exacerbated the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's made it worse because now people feel that they're entitled to be whatever. Like, even if somebody gets into like a small little fender bender, they jump out and they've got their phone out and they're filming. And it's just like
relax, Sherlock. Like, it's just a fender bender. Like, we'll call our insurance companies. It'll be fine. What about this one? Love this. Ken said, this guy was tailgating me on the highway, sped past, angrily was like weaving in and out of traffic, almost sideswiped a Ferrari. A few minutes later, I watched him get pulled over by a state trooper.
Oh, so satisfying. Yes.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Ian, you seem pretty unlikely to have been in a road rage incident. I can't imagine you ever really melting down, but am I incorrect in that?
I melt down within the car, but I really never take my... I never act on it. The worst that I'll do is I'll blow kisses at people. That's really it. Yeah, and that really makes the bro-dozers mad.
Oh, yeah. So you go from the whole thumbs up and laughing at them to blowing kisses.
Yes.
Talk about passive-aggressive.
I've gotten a lot of boyfriends that way.
The funniest road rage incident I witnessed was two guys who literally got out in the intersection to fight. Because there were so many swings and none of them landed. They both would attack back away and over again. And then the light changes and they have to get back in their cars to drive off. But they missed every punch and kick.
Amazing.
Get back in your Dodge Caravan and have to drive off. Like, God.
Speaking of that, I got flipped off by a dad with a bunch of mouths being word. I assume four-letter ones. The kicker, his wife and young kids were in the car. Great example, Dad.
I had a guy in a BMW who had a kid in the back, like... young kid, and I have no idea. My wife and I are together. We're just driving down the street that we get to our house, and so it's like not like anything crazy. You're not going 100 miles an hour. We didn't cut anybody off, but for whatever reason, this guy is pissed off at us and is like rolling down his window and yelling at us, and we're just... I was more I was more amused by his anger than angered, because I'm like, I didn't do anything.
That's what's the best, is when you have no idea what's going on. Yeah.
For me though, my weirdest road rage incident, I actually got out of my car, and it wasn't to fight a guy. I was picking up some stuff at a liquor store. I was picking up booze.
You're picking up some stuff at a liquor store. What could it possibly be?
It was, you know, my dry cleaning. But there's this little section where you make a U-turn, and I see a guy passed out in a car in an intersection, and I'm like, I've seen some of these incidents where people have strokes or they have seizures, and bad things are happening to them in their car. So it's you're not sure if it's a medical emergency or what, and nobody's stopping. So I'm like, oh god, I get out of my car, you know, it's a four lane road, and I go and I check the guy, and he's just he's out. And so I'm knocking on the window hard as hell, and now he wasn't having a seizure and he wasn't having a medical emergency. The guy was just either drunk or who knows what, and was just out cold.
Oh.
Wakes up, gets angry at me, punches it, and drives off. So here's what I do. I'm
you call the cops.
Oh, I followed him. I followed this guy to a house and then stopped there and called the police and told him what had just happened.
Dirty.
How's that dirty, man?
Dirty, man.
Oh, whatever. I was trying to save your life. It's being a concerned citizen. You're going to drive off in your Buick Skylark.
Does it make you more angry that he got angry at you? What happens if he was just like, dude, thanks, and just stumbled away?
That would have been fine.
It would have been way better.
But it was because he woke up angry that you were angry.
Passed out at it was 11 a.m.
Oh. All right.
Hey, I've been drunk at 11 a.m. before. Let's not judge that.
We passed out at a stoplight.
No, there's a difference.
Nah.
We talk about the passive aggressive, the flipping off, the blowing of kisses is really strong. This one just got texted to us. My wife does the small wiener indication with the hand gesture. Really pisses dudes off.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
AC's really cold.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
This one sent to us talking about road rage on Twitter at Dave Mahoney. Charleston, South Carolina, on the crosstown, two grown men out of their cars brawling over a fender bender. An older gentleman in a suit casually gets out of his car, walks over, tells the two combatants to knock it off, and they listen. It was like their dad yelling at them.
Oh my gosh.
That's the thing, is when it comes to fighting, right? You're like, I'm going to kick your ass. And then you actually start fighting, and both of you instantly realize neither of you want to be doing this.
No.
So if there's any excuse at all to stop fighting, you're going to take it.
You're lucky he came along.
Yeah, I was about to turn it on.
It was your ass.
Adam said, some guy was tailgating me and my girl after I'd spent the day drinking at a pool. We just bought some pizza at 7-Eleven, so I just chucked a slice out of the moonroof of her Camry, and it hit his windshield. Adam said, I like to play the box game with people. Try to swoop around to cut you off, but then speed up enough, and you give no room to cut back in.
I still can't get over the guy who bought pizza at 7-Eleven.
Right? Don't people usually get their hot dogs or something?
Hot dogs at 7-Eleven, yeah.
The pizza junk.
Gas station pizza, gas station hot dogs. It takes a special type of person.
A special gut.
Who is able to consume those and not get ill.
Robin said, if parking lots count, I witnessed a fight between two women over a parking space, screaming, hair pulling, followed by security patrol and a golf cart coming up to break it up. Wasn't even Christmas time.
I love girl fights. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Girl fights are so funny. It's just lots of head down and arms just flailing. Windmills.
She looks like an octopus.
looks like an octopus trying to do the breaststroke. Jessica said, pulling out of a parking lot. It was 2008, long time ago. We were in a Grand Prix, and some idiot chicks in a white Mustang, top-down, white interior, cut us off, caused my passenger to spill soda all over himself. I complain about it, pull around, and they brake check me. So I pull up next to them, and my passenger throws his entire cup of soda into their car. Priceless. One of my favorite memories.
Shot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Saw a guy chase another guy around the car with a bat on Pecos.
Oops. Like a bat?
Yeah, what do you... Don't...
Battery charge.
Here's what you do. People just get so crazy inside of their cars. They could be completely normal, rational people. and then they get behind a wheel and they turn into the, like, it's the Incredible Hulk, man.
Because it's equivalent to like somebody walking up to you while you're sitting on your couch and kicking you in the nuts, because your car is your environment, right? But you're surrounded
but
by other
it's
people.
It's not your environment.
It is your environment, though. Inside your vehicle, it is. And so you're listening to your music or your radio station or your podcast, whatever. You're cruising down the road. You're in your own little world. You're thinking about whatever is on your mind. And then some jack wagon is going to come flying up and cut you off and make you slam on your brakes. And especially if somebody makes you spill your food or drink.
That's
so infuriating.
If somebody walked into my living room and kicked me in the nuts, I would be more confused as how you got into my house.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
And why? Why would you do that?
Final one here.
There's drinks and snacks. I'm a good host.
Christy said, as a kid, me and my family were driving home from Taco Bell. Guy almost hit us. My mom threw her iced tea out the window at him. He had his window down. He pulled up next to us again and started yelling at my mom. The lemon was still on his head as he was yelling at us.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. I'm not really feeling my job today. For real, I think I might just throw in the towel. Thanks.
Message deleted.
Don't do it. No one feels their job at the beginning of the week. When you feel your job is when the weekend is in sight and you get the direct deposit put in your bank account. Mm-hmm. That's when you feel the job.
My favorite is when it's like a holiday or something like that and the direct deposit hits early. Like a day early.
No, that's bad, man. Sitting, you're like, I'm on vacation, and you spend it all before vacation's over. You're like,
yeah.
I have to dodge my landlord.
I mean, there is something that is very, you get not depressed, but when you think as a kid, all you want to do is work and you want to like get it there and make your own money and things like that. But then you realize like we're going to literally be working the rest of our lives. And when you say it out loud.
When you say it like that, it's pretty bad. The worst is the Sunday feeling, right? Because you want to have fun on Sunday, and especially during football season, you just want to sit around and drink and have a good time. And then you're like, but I can't really have that much fun because I have to work tomorrow. And just if every weekend was a three-day weekend, it would be so glorious.
If we could switch that, it would be a literal, I think the
who's
world
in charge
be-
of this? Can we?
Can we go back?
Like, if a politician ran on, you know, like right now, there's all like the Democratic debates going on with all these possible contenders. How does at least not one of them say, I propose a three-day weekend every weekend?
Because it's football season.
I'm listening. You piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of proposals out there. Lots of important stuff. I get that. You know, healthcare and the economy and all that stuff is, it's important.
What a three-day weekend.
Ooh. Even better.
It would be either amazing or awful. Because either we would go buck wild every week and we would just be so, we would still be, Sunday would just be the day like we recover. If we had Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Especially during football
season. But then Tuesdays become the new Monday.
That's fine. But it's a short week.
It's a cycle.
Yeah.
You'd
rather have Friday off?
Yeah. Even though none of it makes sense.
See, what I really like about the long weekend when you have Monday off is that you're on Sunday, but then I always like tell myself in my head, I'm like, but this is really like Saturday.
But it's all good. Please leave a message after the tone.
Bring back laxative roulette.
Message deleted.
Did you hear what he said? Bring back laxative roulette. So we did that one time where
it's
all
like
of us had to take a drink of something, and one of them had laxatives in it. And of course, Mahoney was the one who ended up being unlucky.
Of course.
Kind of set him up.
Yeah, of course you did.
But what was really great is, you know, like if you drink laxative, it's going to hit you pretty quick.
Yeah.
And
well, not only did we drink the laxatives and eat the laxatives, we also had a giant breakfast burrito.
Yeah.
On top of that, each one of us.
Poor little butt. You had spicy poops.
All of us.
Yeah, the spicy poops.
We went
big. Not familiar. Don't have a name for those myself or anything.
We went big. Never again.
Like, well, what was really great about laxative roulette is that Mahoney, you know, took the laxative, and our buddy Mark, who works here, had arranged for a couple of other coworkers to fill up the stalls in the bathroom.
Oh,
and so Mahoney goes running down the hall to hit the bathroom and goes into the bathroom and all the stalls are full. And she's like, come on.
Oh, there's nothing. And we were talking about proximity, right? Like the last time. Like, why are we always talking about, like,
I don't know, man.
You have to poop yourself.
That word
just happens a lot around here.
That were to ever happen again, I'm sitting on your lap, whoever's in there. Sorry.
On your lap?
Yeah, that's right.
At least just, like, make them spread their legs. Just go through the leg hole.
I'm not leaving the building next time.
I was like,
you left the building?
He went to Walmart down the street.
You made it that far?
Barely.
I don't think you did. You didn't, did
barely.
You?
Barely.
You pooped in your car.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Just got a text. I have 3 days off every week, and Dave, it's glorious.
What? I believe it.
Why you got to rub that in?
But does that mean we would have to work 4 10-hour shifts?
Yeah, I feel like nurses get that a lot.
I have a friend who's he's like a doctor of pharmacology, so he's like a pharmacist in a hospital, essentially.
Yeah.
And he works 10-hour days, but he'll work for a week straight, 10 hours every single day for 7 days, but then he has 7 days off. So every other week, he's totally off.
I really think I would
eat
those 10-hour days.
That's a pretty good gig.
But imagine that last Sunday before going back to work on Monday for the 7 straight days.
Oh, just the worst.
10 hours. But I mean, I feel like a lot of people are working damn near close to that anyway.
I was just going to say, there's not really too much of a difference. You're just getting paid a lot and then also have 7 days off. Tight. Yeah.
Why didn't we become doctors of pharmacology?
Well, I don't know, Mahoney. What do you think?
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So some guy in Florida thought it would be a good idea to convert his boat into a car.
Hell yeah, it's a good
boat
idea.
Boat car. A Florida driver's.
That's what it should be called. I want a bar. I want to be able to drive on land and sea. And drink at the same time.
This guy from Pensacola, his name is Jerry, with a G.
No.
He took his boat, cut the bottom half off of it, and plopped it on top of a Ford Expedition.
Hell yeah.
His wife, Karen, said he did the work himself. Took him 3 days. 3 days. He drove it out of our front yard, she said, all proud.
Oh.
Jerry said he was careful to make sure the vehicle was street legal before taking it out on the Pensacola roads. As long as you have headlights, taillights, turn signals, and horns, you're good, he said. Moore said the boat's car top is always down, so he keeps a scuba mask and snorkel on deck in case it rains.
A scuba mask. What happens if you were driving beside somebody in a boat car with a scuba mask on?
You're like, that dude is on acid.
He has so much drugs.
A man is facing a driving under the influence charge after striking a police officer while driving a scooter drunk and then crashing into a parked car in downtown Denver on Saturday. The Denver Police Department said on Twitter that the incident happened about 5:30 p.m. The scooter operator ran into a cop who was directing traffic at the intersection before crashing into a parked vehicle. Officials say the scooter operator, who was not identified, was injured and had to be transported to a local hospital with minor injuries. I was also charged with being drunk on a scooter.
Have you ridden any of those electric scooters in any of these cities that offer them?
Yeah. I was over in Prague.
Okay.
And they had them there. And so my buddy was like, hey, you know, do you have the app for it? I didn't, but you can download it pretty quick. And yeah, sure enough. And then my brother lives down in Venice Beach in California. And rode a couple of them down there, too.
But you can get a DUI on one of those?
I thought the whole purpose of these is because you couldn't get a DUI on them.
You can get a DUI on a skateboard.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Well,
I know you can get a DUI.
Horse.
You can get a DUI on a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever ridden a bike drunk?
No, I don't think so. Have you?
So, like, 15 years ago, I got into this argument with somebody. Like, it might have been my ex at the time. And we were going back and forth, and I was drunk, and I was at home. And I knew I was too drunk to drive. And this is before Uber existed, so I needed to get over there. She wanted me to come over, something like that.
This has to be Amber, right?
Yeah.
She's the worst.
And so...
big little club feet.
Ended up getting on my mountain bike and huffing it like 4 miles.
Is that why it's called a huffy?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Did you barf? Like, whenever you made it to your destination,
no.
That's a lot of exertion.
Yeah, it was too much.
Were you just sober by the time you got there?
Yeah, sober and angry, even angrier.
We've been looking for you.
I bet.
Who's got the warrant?
Ian, I love this intro so much, man.
I do, too.
We've been looking for you. Well, today is an all-carny version of Who's Got the Warrant, and it's a pretty simple game. We've got three different individuals that we're going to introduce John to. And, John, thank you for being with us today. My understanding is you've also had a warrant out for your arrest in the past.
Unfortunately, yes.
All right, so maybe you have a leg up. These three individuals are all carnies, which make it, I think, additionally tricky because I think most carnies probably at some point have had a warrant out for their arrest.
Every single one I've talked to had multiple arrests under their belt.
All right, Yes. Great.
We should have called this Misdemeanors of the Midway.
So we got Jimmy, we got Bubble Girl, and we got Donald that we are going to play for you today.
Girl.
Only one of them has an active warrant out for their arrest right now, and it's your job to figure out which one, all right? So I'm just going to play you each piece of audio to help set up who these people are, and then you can make your determination.
Okay, sounds good.
Have you ever had an active warrant?
Were you just not listening?
No, he didn't say what it was for, though.
Yeah, he had an active warrant, yeah.
But what was it for?
Oh, I just didn't go out to court on a day I was told to.
Oh.
That happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not too bad. Not too bad. All right, here we go. This first one is Carney Jimmy.
Okay, we're here at the carnival, and it's the Carney edition of Who's Got the Warrant. Now, do you want to give your name, sir?
Yes. Well, my name is Jimmy.
Okay, sure. Jimmy. So, Jimmy, how old are you? Obviously, you work at the carnival. Are you married, divorced?
I'm single. I'm 25 years old.
And he's good looking.
You are good looking, man. Now, have you ever had any run-ins with the law?
Well, I ran from the law one time.
Just once?
I stand by that.
Did they catch up with you?
Yes, they have.
It wasn't a felony conviction, right?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, so you got out. Very nice. What do you do here at the carnival? What game do you operate?
Well, I operate the one ball.
That's the one that no one can win, right?
Right. No one can win this one.
Who was the little chick that was hanging out with him, a little Klingon?
We will meet her in the second clip.
Oh, that's Bubble Girl.
That is Bubble Girl.
What's the game he plays? Is it the one where you roll the bowling ball?
The one ball is actually where you just get one toss and you have to knock over the three jugs off the table.
Oh, yeah, that's impossible.
No one wins that game.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. On to Bubble Girl.
Now, do you want to give your name?
Hi, my name's Mary.
Now, Mary, you have some beautiful bracelets on, all about the peace signs. I love your rings also.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, what do you operate here at the carnival?
I am the Bubble Girl. Free refills for the whole fair. Forever. Bubble on.
Now, Bubble Girl, have you ever had any run-ins with the law?
Oh, yes.
Have you really?
Oh, yes.
Because you seem like a goody-two-shoes. I can't see that.
Ooh, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
And she's fine.
What have you gone down for?
Ooh, mostly drinking and driving. Let's see. Oh, I headbutted a police officer in the stomach once.
Jesus. Now, have you ever done time?
Yes.
For how long?
8 months was my longest stint. Prison!
Wow! Prison!
That's Bubble Girl.
It's not a headbutt if it's in the stomach.
A gut butt?
Yeah, is it?
A gut butt.
And then this last clip.
Hold on. Can you just describe the way that, because I imagine that her skin rather leathery and she smelled of old Marlboros.
Yeah, and she definitely, nothing against her. She looked like she lives under a bridge. Yeah.
Blue eyeshadow. I'm envisioning a lot of blue eyeshadow. Yeah. As well.
Faded tattoos.
Lots
faded
of accessories tattoos on the wrists.
Yeah.
She was definitely quite the character. But Donald, our next clip here, actually had a carnival accident a couple of days ago.
Oh, no.
Here's Donald. Oh, boy.
Now, do you want to give your name, sir?
Sure. Donald.
Donald, you gave your last name. Here we go. Now, if you have a warrant, you're screwed. All right, so how old are you? What do you do here at the carnival?
I'm 38. I run the yo-yo.
You run the yo-yo. Now, what's the yo-yo?
It's the swings.
Oh, man. That's high responsibility.
Right.
Oh, wow. You've never had any incidents on the swings, have you?
Not since last night.
What happened last night?
Some kid was swinging, swung back, right? Didn't know his girlfriend was behind him, smashed her face all up. There's blood everywhere. Smashed her up.
Do you think they're still together?
No.
Are you single, married?
Married.
You're married, congratulations. How long have you been married?
12 years.
Does your wife work at the carnival?
She does.
Now, have you ever been arrested?
Yes.
How many times, man?
9 or 10.
No felony convictions, though, right?
No.
What's the worst one, though, of the misdemeanors?
Aggravated assault on an officer.
What's up with you, Carney? Man, I just interviewed somebody who headbutted a cop.
What is with the opera singer in the background? Oh,
there was a local girl performing, opera singer in the back.
Okay.
So yeah. Random. High class there at the carnival.
Jesus.
High arts.
Yeah, assaulting a police officer and opera. They just go together hand in hand at the carnival.
They have to have an opera singer to keep everyone from just breaking into a methed out melee. Ooh,
yes. That would make me kind of feel agitated as I was walking through, honestly.
I want to punch someone. All right, John. So we have the three people. We have Jimmy, we have Bubble Girl, and we have Donald. Donald was the last one. Jimmy was the first one. Which one do you think definitely does not have a warrant?
Definitely does not have a warrant?
Yeah.
Donald.
Ooh. Donald definitely does not have a warrant. Let's have a listen.
Here's the ultimate question, though. Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest?
Negative.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Donald.
So it all comes down to the two that you may expect it comes down to. Jimmy and Bubble Girl.
She's fine.
He's good looking. You know that they are waking up this morning, probably right around this time, all cuddled up in a bed that's definitely on the ground.
Oh, I bet it's probably a just smelly a
mattress.
Bed, too.
A smelly mattress.
You know they've done it on the zipper.
Oh,
you know they've done it on the zipper.
Not the zipper.
They have one dirty blanket that they're sharing between them.
The Gravitron. You want to go for a spin?
All right, John. Is it Jimmy or is it Bubble Girl? You only have one crack at this.
Oh, it wasn't him? Okay.
No. So Donald, you're correct on that. Donald did not have a warrant. You were right on that. So he did not have a warrant, but you have to figure out who's got the warrant. So it's in between Jimmy and Bubble Girl. Who's got the warrant?
Got the warrant between Jimmy and Bubble Girl?
Yep.
Bubble Girl.
Well, we got to give it a play.
Let's have a listen. Here's Bubble Girl.
Here's the ultimate question, though. Do you currently have any active warrants out for your arrest? Because I already know you've had warrants. But currently, do you have a warrant out for your arrest?
No, I do not. After 30 years of being in the system, I am clean.
No. John, I'm sorry. That seems so right. I mean, she was so delighted with how much time she'd spent in jail.
Prison!
She served her time, and she is on the straight and narrow now.
John, I'm sorry. Didn't work out for you today.
All right,
man. And that means that our buddy Jimmy is the one that has the warrant. Let's have a listen.
Here's the ultimate question, though, brother. Do you have an active warrant out for your arrest right now?
Yes.
For what?
Stealing candy bars from the store.
So what, did you not appear for like a court date or something?
Yes, I did not appear. I was afraid.
You know, you were just lazy and you didn't show up.
True that.
But it's okay though, right? Because it's not out of here, right?
No comment.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Ian, major producer fail. Why didn't you ask what kind of candy bar he stole?
It's got to be Butterfinger, right? It's got to be a Butterfinger.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, Mahoney, you pulled up that shot from the Las Vegas Aces from over the weekend.
One of the most amazing finishes to a game that we've ever seen in any sporting event.
Yeah, so it was like the final seconds, and a half-court shot gets drained with just a couple of seconds left in the clock. They're down by two. Obviously, that's a three-pointer, and they win by one.
There's 4 seconds left on the clock after she drained that three-point half-court shot. And there's these trolls out there who are like, that was an awful shot. No, it would have been an awful shot had she missed.
She made it. And also, her teammate was down there, but she didn't know exactly how much time. There's seconds left on the clock.
Your adrenaline is going like crazy. You've got just seconds left. If you hesitate for even a second, everything could
have been over.
And you could be out of the playoffs.
Yeah, but instead she drains it. They end up getting the victory. So bravo to the Las Vegas Aces, man. What a shot. What a way to end a game, too.
Like winning a playoff game, winning like with a half-court shot as the buzzer is coming down. It's hard to beat that. Like
That's
like
the peak of your life right there.
Yep.
That's it. That's the moment that you dreamed of when you were a kid. In a major moment in sports history, and you nailed it.
And it was such a clean shot,
yeah,
too.
It wasn't
it bounced straight off net. The backboard, and it, like, bounced around. It was just
wet.
Juice, all net.
Yeah. So if you were watching the NFL yesterday, you probably saw that Drew Brees injured his hand in that game against the Rams. He's in Los Angeles this morning, and he's working with a specialist on it, and they're saying that he's going to require surgery, so he'll likely be out for at least 6 weeks. Now, Teddy Bridgewater, formerly of the Minnesota Vikings, he is the backup there in New Orleans, and he's the highest-paid backup in the NFL, so now we find out whether or not he's worth it. But after Drew Brees went down yesterday, the Saints had a really hard time getting anything going offensively, and they just got smoked by the Rams yesterday.
I mean, we're in week two of the NFL, and we're seeing big-name quarterbacks dropping like flies. Yeah. In week one, we saw Wentz go down. I mean, luckily...
No, Nick Foles.
Nick Foles. Yeah. I keep saying that. Yeah. Carson Wentz is going down at some point this season. Yeah. We know that's going to happen. But Brees, I mean.
It's huge.
Pretty much the face of that organization.
Tyreek Hill from the Kansas City Chiefs. They played against the Raiders yesterday.
Done.
Raiders got off to a fast start in that one. It was 10-0.
Yep.
And then they stopped being fast at the start.
Everything just stopped.
Ended up being 28-10, the final in that one.
There was zero,
Chiefs turned it on.
Zero scoring in the second half of that game. Just one of the most frustrating games to watch in the second half. Just completely boring.
Well, especially if you took the over.
Yeah, which I did. I should have just went the Chiefs straight up. But did you, I was keeping up with our guy. We were talking about Nick Foles going down week one.
Yeah.
But the guy who replaced him, Gardner Minshew.
Who
looks
like
Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite. Had an all right game. I mean, three fumbles.
Oops.
Only one lost. But no interceptions and a touchdown. Almost won, but they didn't.
You know? I'm so glad that this weekend, which is coming up, is finally going to be here and this stupid Storm Area 51 thing will be over.
You think it'll be over?
Yeah, I mean, this is the big weekend, right, where the festival's supposed to be happening, even though the founder of the festival pulled out because it's going to be a total dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Did you see that Bud Light has debuted alien-themed Bud Light for the shelves here in Las Vegas?
Cool.
So cool.
Cool.
I love it when big, huge corporate brands are really cool and edgy like that.
The cans are actually, like, kind of cool-looking, though.
They are kind of cool-looking.
But...
If it wasn't Bud Light, you know.
It's not even that. It's just this whole alien stock thing is going to be a disaster. It's going to be a complete, like...
Are you still planning on going out there?
No, I am not. But I am going to an event on Thursday, though.
Oh.
So why aren't you going out there anymore?
Because no one's going to be out there besides media. And I don't want to talk to the media because I'm sick of talking to the media. And
you don't think there's actually going to be people out there? You don't think even like a few dozen?
No.
Yeah,
no, really
sure there will. Yeah,
sure there will.
Yeah, there will.
Okay.
People are bored and lame. There'll be plenty of people out there.
Well, and stupid. You missed the key component there. And very, very, very stupid.
They don't have the resources out there in Rachel to, you know, hold crowds like that. So I definitely don't want to be a part of that debacle.
You're missing history, man.
You go, man.
I'm going to be...
There's a 0% chance of that.
He's got another screen door to put in.
Yeah, I've got
another nap to take while somebody else does the man's work around
this
house.
Picking up your dry cleaning? No. Are we going to pick up your dry cleaning this weekend?
I'm going to be at Soundhouse at Life is Beautiful.
Are you?
Sure.
Look forward to seeing you there.
I'll see you there. I'll see you there.
You're going golfing, you liar.
Come on.
So, as far as the weather here in Las Vegas, it's starting to get a little chilly out there.
I love it, man. Like,
first thing in the morning, you walk outside, you're like, all right, man, it's starting to feel good. Temperatures, they're expecting below 90 this week. So this is kind of the best time of year. It's going to be kind of a windy week, though, at least a couple of days. So that's
fine.
I hate the windy weeks. But they're saying that, you know, obviously it's been really hot in Las Vegas, even, you know, halfway through September. Mm-hmm. But this is about the time of the year, as we all know,
that
it breaks and starts to change. And when you get into that, even like mid-90s to high 80s, it's fantastic here. So you can expect that this week.
Like my second favorite time of the year, you know. We got March and April, which are phenomenal. But
April and normally most of May, too.
Yeah. 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 It gets a little warm, but, you know, this is we are in the good months. Let's savor these. And I hope we've seen our last 100-degree day here in Las Vegas for this year.
And finally, on Saturday down at the MGM, Tyson Fury had the big fight against whoever that guy was that he beat.
Who?
Tyson Fury could have lost that fight. Did you see the odds going into that one?
You and I were talking about it on that night.
Tyson Fury was... Minus 3,000 going into that fight. So that means that you would, if you wanted to win $100 on Tyson Fury, you had to bet $3,000.
So if you want to
win $100,
$1,000, you would have to bet $30,000
to win
$1,000. I thought, like, when you and I were talking about it, I didn't look at the odds beforehand. You said, have you seen these odds? I'm like, yeah, what are they like? What, was he minus 6, minus 700? And no.
Minus 3,000.
And he got 45 stitches.
That fight could have been stopped. In fact, you can make an argument that it should have been
stopped.
When
you need 45 stitches.
I mean, like, his eye, it was exploded. And anytime there's a cut right above the eye, like, it's dangerous to the fighters. So they could have easily stopped the fight. They didn't. So Tyson Fury remains technically undefeated, 29-0-1 with the draw.
I still think he beat Deontay Wilder, but we're still a ways off on that. If whatever the dude who he fought had won this weekend, that would have been two major heavyweight upsets.
Yeah,
with Ruiz beating Joshua, which we'll see a rematch of that coming up in the next couple months. But the heavyweight division's fun again. I like seeing these guys out there because anything can happen.
It's getting fun, but like they need to make the fights that people care about.
Well,
did you hear the rumblings that John Jones and Brock Lesnar is going to happen?
I do. I love that fight so much. I've been waiting for that fight for a couple of years
now. Can we just agree that they're allowed to juice? Just let them both get just juiced out of their minds.
Yeah.
Put them both on steroids for like 4 months.
See how fast they can kick.
Yeah. Just put them in a cage and let's see what happens. I'm buying.
Tipsy or toddler?
Andy is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Andy? How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Hello.
So I've got a total of 5 clips for you today. They were things that were said by either a person who is a child, a toddler, or somebody who's had too much to drink. Those can be very, very close to each other. Do you have experience with kids? Any kids in your life?
Yeah, I have 4 kids.
4 kids. Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
How old are they?
Oh, they're, 12. 13, 14, and 16.
You were busy there for a couple of years, weren't you, buddy?
Man. Poor wife. She's a strong woman.
A decade and a half ago, you were getting down, my man. How about drunk people? Any drunk people in your life on a regular basis?
Yeah, I went to San Diego State University, so.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to read what was said for you word for word. You're going to try to figure out if it's a tipsy person or a toddler. We've got a total of 5. If you get 3 out of the 5, you win. Mahoney, take it away.
Number 1. Wait a minute. That's not my town. This is not my town. Did you do it? Myself. Yeah. The town. Where are we going?
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I'm going to go with toddler on that.
Toddler is correct, yes.
Yeah.
Very nicely done.
Wait a minute, that's not my town. This is not my town. If you do it, myself. Yeah. We're in that town. Where are we going?
Impressive.
Very impressive.
All right, on to number 2. You're on the board with 1 point.
Oops, up is down. Oops, happy, sad. Oops, you, me. Oops. Hot, cold, oops, big, small, oops, tall is shirt.
Tipsy or toddler?
I don't know, toddler again? I'm going to go with toddler.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, toddler. Let's have a listen.
Oops, up is down. Oops, happy, sad. Oops, is me. Oops, hot, cold. Oops, big, small. Oops, tall is short.
On the board with 2, you can actually win it right here if you get this 3rd one correct in a row. Here we go. Shh. Can I just say that I love Rachel with all my heart? She got such a great friend, and whoever my friend is going to be really jealous.
Is that a tipsy person, or is that a toddler for the win?
I'm going to go with tipsy.
Yeah, you did it, man.
You just did that so much.
Let's have a listen.
Totally video.
Can I just say that I love Rachel with all my heart. She is such a great friend, and whoever's not friends with her, she'd be really jealous.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Congratulations to you, man. You're going to go see Flogging Molly and Social Distortion together here in Las Vegas, downtown Las Vegas Event Center on Saturday, September 28th. Congrats.
Sweet.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
Can you imagine getting to the point in your life where you think that fighting a tree is a good idea?
I've been there. Yeah. You never punch a tree. Don't act like you're not that... You're never punched a tree.
Never
Dave.
Punched a tree.
Never punched a tree.
I know you probably haven't, but Dave,
I've never punched a tree.
Mm-hmm.
I really haven't.
Drywall.
Punched a drywall.
Drywall with a tree on it.
Punched a garage door one time, and I'm going to tell you, if you're going to punch something, a garage door, pretty good idea because it's real thin, and like that metal, whatever it's made of, like basically
makes it
like
very
aluminum.
Loud.
It's loud, but it doesn't hurt your hand.
So you sound stronger.
So you sound like a badass, but you're just not.
Don't punch a tree.
Don't punch a tree.
Get the bark lodged in your hand. It's not good.
Yeah, one guy in Florida, of course, decided that he was going to fight a tree. He was shirtless at the time because,
yeah,
of course, he was.
Well, you gotta be loose, Dave.
Yeah.
You don't want the tree pulling it over you hockey style and
right,
just
uppercuts,
get the uppercuts right to the bread basket. You know.
According to the arrest report, the cops showed up at the local park after a suspicious person who was upset about a field trip. There was like 300 students at the park on May 5th. He wanted the park all to himself, and he was mad. It was overrun with children.
Oh, man. Hate it when that happens. How dare a public space be used by the public?
Yeah, I know.
As if.
But the teachers were concerned because this guy was like lurking around, and there's all these kids all over the place. Yeah. And so they're like, yeah, we're going to call the cops. Yeah, bare-chested near the water's edge, holding a metal footplate, according to the report. The officer recognized him and asked him if he'd mind taking things over to the park's parking lot, to which the man agreed. And he was told that he had to leave the park, and that's when he really got upset, and he started punching a tree. And he was detained, then arrested, and subsequently banned from the park for 1 year.
1 year?
1 year. He's been banned from the park for a full year. And the tree won, I can only assume. Could napping help you live longer? New study, this is great news for you, Mahoney. New study reports the occasional nap appears to cut people's risk of heart attacks in half, as well as strokes, heart disease, compared to the folks who never nap. But more frequent napping provides no benefit, according to researchers. I'm so sorry.
Define occasional. Does it mean every day?
About 3 in 5 people said they don't nap. 1 in 5 people said they nap once or twice a week. The same number reported napping 3 or 4 or even more days than that per week. Napping once or twice a week cuts a person's risk of heart attack, stroke, and heart failure by 48% compared to people who don't nap at all. But frequent naps initially appeared to increase a person's risk of heart disease by 67%.
Oh, man.
Every time you said the word nap, my eyes were getting more and more heavy. It's like a hypnosis.
When you know that you have a little bit of extra time in your day carved out and you can get a nap in, It improves the day so much. If you're like, I've got, especially if it's like an hour window where you can get like a real nap in. Because if it's like a 20-minuter, it's a little too short, even though they say that's like
not a nap. That's closing your eyes.
They say that's like an ideal time for a nap because it's like a power
nap.
Yeah. But man.
I'm going down for like 4 hours.
That's not a nap. That's a sleep.
Nah, that's a nap.
No, you're sleeping, man.
That's a nap. Go get a burrito after work, sit down, watch myself an episode of Frasier, and then just...
Frasier? That's really?
we're back on Frasier.
Okay.
You know, the thing about old network television shows from 25 years ago, they had like 40 episodes a season.
Yeah.
So there's like 1,000 episodes of Frasier, and they're 22 minutes, so they're easily digestible.
Yeah.
They just watch that, laugh a little bit, you know. Oh,
doze off.
You know, you remember that Eddie's dead?
Oh, Eddie.
Oh, Eddie.
The dog and the dad, right?
Yeah, John Mahoney just died.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Your father.
He was.
R.I.P. Pops.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's a great show. You should give it another look. Like, what?
Oh, my God. I just realized something. So John Mahoney from Frasier dies. Eddie Mahoney, Eddie Money, died. You realize that it goes in threes, right?
Yeah, but the Eddie Money and John, it's the John Mahoney. Like, John Mahoney was like a year ago.
That's, but I mean, they always go in threes.
You think
you and Bossy
start
Rossi,
taking naps.
You
better, start taking naps.
Short naps. Stop with all these long naps, man. It's going to kill you.
Yeah. That sounds peaceful.
Oh, my God.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Leave a message after the tone.
I'm really concerned about our boy Mahoney. I think we're going to have to do an intervention because this man crush he has on Bossy Rossi can't be healthy. He's got to raise the standards. Bye.
Message deleted.
Man crush.
Yeah, you're always taking him out to lunch and treating him, and you're doing the bang bang, which is the double lunch.
And? That's not a man crush. That's two men who enjoy eating food together. If you don't have a lunch buddy, you're doing it wrong.
No.
What are you talking about? Who wants a lunch buddy?
When you're trying to leave work, you need a lunch buddy.
Audrey, am I missing something here? Do you want a lunch buddy?
I usually just go to lunch by myself, but whenever I say it out loud, it kind of sounds a little pathetic. So, yeah, I got lunch buddies too.
I don't have a lunch buddy. I don't want a lunch buddy. And you know what? I don't like eating lunch with people. I'll just say it.
Lunch is the best outside meal of like, to eat with people.
Outside of like my wife and kids, like I don't like...
I don't want to eat dinner with anybody besides like super close friends and family.
I'm very
with
you. Important people.
I'm with you on that. I just don't like when somebody says, hey, let's have a lunch meeting.
Oh, lunch meetings are stupid because you're sitting there talking the entire time. You're not even really like eating the food that you're trying to... you're just hungry.
And I always feel like lunch is a little too long. Like you run out of... I mean, most business deals that I do take about 11 seconds. Like, are we going to do this job? Okay, great. Let's just get to work on it. We don't have to sit here and pontificate on it or like negotiate. And definitely the worst time to negotiate with somebody over a deal is like when you're eating a Caesar salad.
That's what your wife calls it? Business deals?
Yeah. She got the short end of that stick. Married her. Lock it up.
What time you left and you didn't come back for a whole year? You gotta be committed to me. If not, just leave, okay?
Message deleted.
Shut up.
God. We left and went to Houston for like a year and a half, and we came crawling back because they gave us an opportunity to.
And the show wasn't supposed to be off the air here. They kind of...
They lied to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. One particular person lied to us and said, yeah, we'll make sure that the show stays on here. And that was a lie.
And that's when we learned, let's get things in writing. And then we... forgot about that too.
We got fired and came back.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
But don't hold it over our heads, man. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, just because we left you once.
Yeah,
you keep doing this, maybe we will.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
But seriously, no, we're not going anywhere. I'm done. I'm too lazy. I got too much crap to move. I don't have enough money to move it.
I just put a patio cover in my backyard. I'm not going anywhere.
Nope.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
What's the matter? What's the matter, Dr. Boy?
You know how much I love these stories, but whenever there's an animal that is set to be butchered and they escape, I just love it so much. And that's exactly what happened. An animal control officer responded to a report of an escaped livestock in Virginia. And when they went to go find this animal... They were expecting, you know, like a black Angus cow or another livestock that's pretty common to the area. No, it was a yak.
A yak?
The yak escaped the area and fled into the mountains. The animal control officer learned the animal, named Meteor, had been traveling on a trailer from a Buckingham farm to a butcher. When he made a run for it, he was spotted outside of the Orchard House bed and breakfast, but left the area before the authorities arrived.
Don't go back.
You just put on your coat and hat.
I was getting ready to yell at him.
For not having this ready.
Of course you were. You better have yakety yak.
I'll fight you, yakety yak.
Anybody ever seen a yak?
It's
like a buffalo, right?
Don't talk back. I'm mad that we are out here eating yak.
Yeah,
who's eating yak?
Are yaks good eating? I don't know. He was said such. Are they?
Yeah, they are.
What are you eating?
Seriously, they're like an elk. It's like an elk burger almost.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's
kind of
gamey.
It's kind of gamey.
Its name sounds like what happens when you throw up. You yak.
Yeah.
You literally yak.
Also, how does it taste like an elk burger? This thing looks like a giant cow.
It's gamey.
Gamey cow.
Yum. But I love that he made a run for it. I'll go ahead and go out on a limb here, though. You can't butcher animals that you name. What are you doing?
Oh, that too. I don't know.
Its name was Meteor, and it made a run for it? Like, you're going to kill Meteor?
Okay, it was a bad name, though.
It's a bad name.
You name them bad names so you don't feel as guilty.
Did they play the theme from Armageddon when they were, as he was getting away?
A naked man disappeared into a northwest Indiana cornfield with cops hot in pursuit on Wednesday. The Lake County Sheriff's Department said the man was spotted about 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, which seems... awfully early to be fully naked.
Yeah.
He was wearing only a hat and carrying a beer as he ran.
Hell yeah.
Which seems like it's difficult to do. Like your beer, are you like trying to drink it while you're running so you get it?
Gets foamy.
Five officers responded to the road and found the man. He ran across a highway into the cornfield. Police called firefighters to help search the area, but they were unable to locate him even after busting out a drone to look from above.
Oh, wow.
pretty good, buddy. Pretty good.
Could you imagine somebody being butt naked and you're running and somebody's still making fun of your size? Like, dude, it looks bigger down here.
That's a tiny corn husk. Oh, buddy.
It's an awful scarecrow, man.
It's working, though.
If you've ever grazed... Here's the thing, though. If you're naked... And, like, you ever touch the outside of a corn husk?
Oh, yeah.
It's very, yeah. It's like a Brillo pad. It's got a texture to it that I can't imagine that would feel good on any exposed skin.
So there's a couple of ladies that were pretty bored in Montana, and they were upset because cars were driving by their house too fast.
Okay.
And so what did she do? The grandmother said, I have an idea. She got a white hair dryer and started pointing it at cars as they would go whizzing by, thinking that it was a speed gun and getting people to slow down. Patty's son, Tim, took a picture of her with her hairdryer and tweeted it out to the Montana Highway Patrol, hoping to catch their attention. One trooper liked it so much that he gave her the title of Honorary Montana Trooper.
Wouldn't you see the cord? Board. Like the
cord hanging off the end of it? Yeah. Like a
of the blow dryer?
A plug just hanging there. You're like, God, Patty, you idiot. Russian priests have figured out a way to get people to stop getting drunk and fornicating. How? Russian Orthodox priests have gone to extreme heights to save residents from drunkenness and fornication by flying in an airplane and dousing the city in holy water from the sky.
Nah, man. No. Don't do that.
Oh my goodness.
You don't need to save me from drunkenness and fornication.
That's
I'm good.
All I'm trying to do on a Friday. Just leave me alone, man. And finally, this is an important story that we should touch on here. There is a new craze catching wind, if you will, in India. It's a new game show called WTF, What the Fart. And it is a TV show where people see how loud they can fart. And I guess, is this right, Ian, that Japanese... TV show already did this?
Yes, this is a game show from Japan called The Big Fart.
Stop it!
Absolutely going to poop their pants on one of these shows.
I would for sure watch that. That is a great idea.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We've fallen so far as a society.
It'd be so awful to be in the audience.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
And so Mahoney goes running down the hall to hit the bathroom, and all the stalls are full, and she's like, come on!
I'm not leaving the building next time.
You left the building?
He went to down the street. So Mahoney, when he lost laxative roulette, he had to go to an establishment down the road in order to handle his business. And Audrey, I can't tell you how funny it was seeing him. You know that the poop run?
Where
you're
waddling.
Like, yeah, you're like clenching your butt cheeks. Seeing him run past the window and then the amount of speed that a maroon Toyota Avalon can get.
That thing's got a V6.
Out of a parking lot is...
Damn near 300 horsepower.
Astounding.
It gets up. It gets after it.
Yeah.
Especially in sport mode.
Did you flip it on sport mode?
Yeah, turn it from eco to sport. That's right.
So where did Mahoney have to go in order to take care of business? Tickets to see Flogging Molly and Social Distortion together here in Las Vegas. They're going to be playing at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Let's see if we can find ourselves. Winner X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Scott.
Scott, what's the correct answer?
Walmart.
There you go. You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever
keep you down. You're the best around. It was actually at Jason's Deli, but you said Walmart.
Oh, I did say Walmart. Yeah. I forgot. Those poor people in there just trying to enjoy their lunch.
I mean, it is my deli.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.